Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think we can expect him to take the reins and move things forward.
Former District Attorney for DeKalb County, Gwen Keyes Fleming, said she's confident in Judge Robert McBurney's abilities as he presides over the grand jury investigation looking into former President Donald Trump and his allies' efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed a March 4th trial date, which is likely to receive pushback from Trump's legal team, as it would place Trump on trial a day before the Super Tuesday primary contest. Meanwhile, Georgia Republican Senator Colton Moore is calling for a special session to examine Willis's actions. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene appeared on Real America's Voice and had harsh words for prosecutors.
As a matter of fact, they are election meddling. They should be charged with racketeering and conspiracy RICO charges on a federal level. These people need to be removed from office.
The Georgia grand jurors who voted to indict Trump earlier this week have been receiving online threats. Under Georgia law, jurors' names are made available to the public. Their names and addresses have been posted on pro-Trump forums, with one user writing, "These jurors have signed their death warrant by falsely indicting President Trump." During a Thursday appearance on CBS Mornings, North Dakota Governor and GOP presidential candidate Doug Burgum said leaders on both sides of the aisle can't be trusted, but deflected when asked about Trump's current legal battles.
We need leadership that people can trust. Right now, we're not seeing that in either party.
The North Carolina legislature passed a bill this week which would add 20 provisions to alter election processes for voters. The bill heads to Governor Roy Cooper's desk, who slammed the Republican-backed legislation. The GOP holds a supermajority in the General Assembly and could override a veto. Chantel Stevens with the ACLU of North Carolina says the bill would make it harder for voters to cast mail-in ballots.
Contrary to what some would have you believe, these proposed changes are not about fairness or balance. They are thinly veiled attempts to manipulate the electoral system in favor of those who seek to consolidate their power.
Finally, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to travel to Maui Monday after wildfires on the island claimed the lives of more than 100 people. In an interview earlier this week, Hawaii Representative Jill Takuda suggested the island's alarm warning system likely had failed. But on Wednesday, Maui County Emergency Management Administrator Herman Andaya said he did not regret not sounding the alarms during the wildfires.
The sirens, as I mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis, and that's the reason why many of them are found, almost all of them are found, on the coastline.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.